famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We welcome you to our program here today, and we're visited by Bobby and Steve Dooley. This is going to be... Come on in, Bob.
My wife's name is Bobby.
I know what your wife's name is, Mr. Dooley. I'm sorry, Bobby. I kind of swallowed the...
swallowed it.
I understand that you have a problem with me.
Well, the problem that we have, Phil, is that I had promoted on the Phil Henry Show Facebook fan page. You have like two fan pages?
Yeah, you got two. I mean, what is it about you, Henry? You got two fan pages.
First of all, we're not going to get very far, Mr. Dooley, if it's Henry this and you're joking around and you think that...
This isn't your personal clown stage, Dooley. All right, guys.
I'll deal with it, Steve. You have a couple of fan pages?
We have, yeah. A lot of people have fan pages.
Well, I posted, I think you posted it, the announcement that I want to do a relaxation tape. Okay?
Right. We had Chris Norton.
I know you had Chris Norton. And at the beginning of your show yesterday, I heard you say, we have Bobby and Steve Dooley coming up.
Yes. And I can explain that.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
I can explain that, Bud. Hold on. Bud told me that we would have the Dooleys in, and at the last minute, we changed that to Chris Norton. Were you guys expected?
No, we were coming in today.
Yeah, I thought you were coming in yesterday, and I said that you were coming in yesterday.
Well, we weren't coming in yesterday. We were coming in today, so we've made our appointment.
Yeah, but in the meantime, I guess Chris Norton got booked.
Yeah, Chris, I made a mistake because I thought you were coming in today, and
no, you didn't.
I mean, I thought you were coming in yesterday, and I forgot.
What did you do, Dickman?
I booked Chris Norton because I thought they was coming in yesterday. Well,
you must have not thought they were coming in yesterday if you booked Chris Norton.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, you went yesterday.
So what, bud?
Right, so
what we have here is a scheduling problem that happens. We had a scheduling problem, and those things happen.
You belched, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I know I belched, so I apologize for that.
Well, I mean, we come in here came all the way in from the valley to talk about how Bobby, my wife, is going to do a relaxation tape, and you belch. You know,
let's not make a big thing out of it.
People belch. The point...
Let me do this.
What? I'm not going to talk to you, Dickman.
Oh, yes, you are going to talk to me. Mr. Henry's taking a break because he belched up. But wait a minute. If I'm the guy that caused it, I'm the guy that caused it. Now, yesterday I booked Chris Norton because it was my understanding that you were going to be in, you weren't in yesterday, and I made a mistake. I misspoke saying you was going to be in yesterday.
Well, you said you thought you were going to be in yesterday.
Well, I misspoke. I thought you were coming in.
When did you think the Dooleys were going to be here?
Not yesterday.
Okay. So you booked Chris Norton for what reason?
Because Chris Norton said he had a relaxation tape that he wanted to do.
Did you know the Dooleys had a relaxation tape?
Yeah.
Then why would you have Chris Norton come on and plug one?
Because, big deal, man. What, are we all of a sudden like a competing relaxation? What, it's all of a sudden against the law? But you got a vested interest in a relaxation tape?
A vest? Get a load of the big words on you.
Hey, I'm making a point over here.
All right, I understand what Bud's saying. Who cares? There's a couple of people with relaxation tapes. It's not like you've got a fiduciary interest in either one of them.
What?
A financial. All right, you're right about that. So you forgot that the Dooleys were coming in. You knew the Dooleys were coming in. Huh?
I knew the Dooleys was not coming in yesterday. I knew it was going to be Chris Norton, but I made a mistake of telling you the Dooleys was coming in.
So you told me, okay, never mind. So you understand, Bobby and Steve, that Bud, what's your name?
Bud Dickman.
That Bud Dickman said that he thought the Dooley, I announced that you were in yesterday because he told me. And why didn't we notice it wasn't the Dooleys? Why didn't one of us say, oh, wait a minute, it's Chris Norton?
Yeah, good question. You don't blame me about it.
Well, I don't know. I just, all of a sudden, here's Chris Norton.
So we're that memorable, we are that, so we're that exciting to have in your program that when someone says, here comes the Dooleys, and we don't show up, you just sit there and you go, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I got it. Damn, man, it's like losing a...
Don't say it, Steve. He's going to say it's like, what, losing a heart on?
Well, yeah. I get the point. I apologize, Bobby, very much that it slipped our mind that you were due in. that all of a sudden here's Chris Norton and he's doing this relaxation tape.
Well, we have decided that we're not going to back down. We have a statement that we want to make, and we want to make it good, and we want to do it here.
You have a statement you want to make. Well, what is that?
We want to promote our relaxation tape here and now on the Phil Henry Show, because you owe us for announcing us yesterday, then not bringing us on, bringing on Chris Norton, then having us on today, because this is when we were scheduled.
You know what? This didn't have to be a big issue.
Why is that?
Because the only thing that really went wrong was that I announced you at the beginning of the show yesterday, and then it was Chris Norton, and you're on now on your regularly scheduled time. You forget the fact that Chris Norton...
Well, hold on. Chris Norton was doing a relaxation tape, Mr. Henry. The same thing that I announced we was going to do.
We were
going to do on your fan page, whichever the hell...
Whichever one it was. Well, I apologize.
So now Chris Norton got the jump on us. He has a relaxation tape, and he's going to be selling that on his website. And I suppose people, especially women who think he's hot in a Speedo and he's carrying a six-pack of tabs.
Yeah, big deal. All right, I mean, you know, he's got his relaxation tape. You have yours. All of a sudden, everybody's got a... Yeah, everyone's got a relaxation tape. What's the thing with yours, Ms. Dooley?
My relaxation tape is a normal, straight-ahead tape to help people go to sleep. It's got nothing to do with wearing a Speedo, walking down the beach, and having a hand go in the pants.
Yeah, having a hand go in the pants. Pants, double pants, plural. I mean, a hand go in the pants.
And what we want to do is give a wholesome promotion of a relaxation tape. Of a relaxation tape that can help people relax, sleep well on into the night. Yay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
We understand, Bobby, and you're going to demonstrate that for us. Yes, we are. But I have to tell you, we were very upset.
We were very upset just to hear the Bedoulis will be on next, and we know that we weren't going to be on next, and then Chris Norton comes on and he has a relaxation tape. Well, the only thing, as far as I can tell, that went wrong was the fact that we announced you prematurely. I got to tell you, I don't even think it's a mistake that Chris Norton came on doing a relaxation tape.
What? I don't know, man. I kind of disagree with that. I think that was a foul-up. Foul-up all the way around.
Well, Dickman, you're the one.
No, I'm not. Mr. I don't know what these people are going to come on a show. They just say they don't want to come on.
Well, he said he had a relaxation tape.
So what?
Well, we had a relaxation tape.
Yeah, so? It's not like you guys are paying sponsors or anything. Mr. Henry told me...
Bud, look...
No, wait a minute. You told me the only time we don't do conflict is if I'm a paying sponsor. Okay? Didn't you tell me that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So, this is all a lot of just weird talk. What do you mean, conflict? When there is a paying sponsor, we don't have two of them back to back. For instance, another restaurant show we wouldn't have on with Ted Bell. But because you are not a paying sponsor, because you're a guest, these sorts of conflicts are ignored.
All right. But you know what, Bobby? I don't even think it's a conflict. You're on the show now. Chris Norton was on yesterday. Let's hear about your...
Yeah, we got...
You got the music?
I got the music here.
This is a relaxation tape for sleep aids, and in order for you to sleep. From Bobby Dooley, I call this going way under, relaxing and going deep down with me, Bobby Dooley, and her husband, Steve.
Yeah.
Going way under.
No, wait, it goes, what? It goes deep?
Goes way, we're going way, way down.
Remember the song by Freddie King, I'm Going Down?
Never mind about Freddie King.
It's going way under, going way down.
With
Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve.
With Bobby and Steve Dooley.
No, with Bobby Dooley and her husband,
Steve.
Bobby, I'm sorry, but I'm getting sick of this.
Going way, way down, way under.
Going way under, way down. Going way under, way down with Bobby Boo, with Booby Dooby.
I didn't do it.
I know. With Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to this moment of relaxation with me, Bobby Dooley, and my husband, Steve, is here. And we want to help you relax and get a good, deep night's sleep. It's very important, as you know, to have a deep night's sleep, to be able to sleep deeply and way deep, so that when you do wake up, you wake up refreshed, clear-eyed, ready to spring into the day, feeling refreshed, clean, cleaned up,
and refreshed.
And refreshed. This is Going Deep Down, Way, Way Down, with Bobby Dooley and her husband Steve. I like to think of sleep as almost a ride on a magic carpet that is descending ever gently into the darkness of a deep and wonderful sleep. And I want you to imagine that with me right now. Imagine you're on a carpet, a magic carpet, and you're relaxed, and you're laying peacefully, and you feel yourself gliding down deeper and deeper, way, way down into an ever-darkening space of calm, of peace, and of quietude. Around you, the air is perfect, the temperature just warm enough and just cool enough. Around you is the enveloping, loving arms of a sweet, dark, deep sleep. Are you feeling it? Do you feel it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that?
What was that? Kill it music.
Yeah.
What'd you do? What was that, Dooley? What was that?
It was a protest. A protest against the way what we were treated.
Yeah, we protested the way we were treated. By cut... Oh, fuck. Open a window, please.
Oh, my God. Eggs? Deviled eggs, yeah.
I guess you guys think you're pretty funny, huh?
No, we do not. Not at all. That was my protest against you giving priority to that sex freak. The only things he thinks about are how sessy he is and that ridiculous relaxation tape he did where he's walking down a beach with the warm water up a crack of an ass.
Yeah, and you gave him priority. I already explained to you guys what happened.
Right, and your explanation, Mr. Henry, is no good. And you know something? If you want to throw us out of this studio right now...
Yeah, that's what I
want
to do.
All right, but I just want your listeners to know something. We have supported you much longer than Chris Norton.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, we've supported you. We've made you our guest at Western Estates. We have brought prominence to the Phil Henry Show among all of our homeowners and residents. We've brought endless hours of entertainment to people. And what do we get in return? You preempt us with this freak.
Bobby, watch it.
I'm sorry. You're getting butch because you're getting angry. And when you get angry...
I get butch. We got a lot of women on this show that get butch when they get angry.
Well, you know something? Can you blame me?
Bobby, doing what you just did is about the most juvenile thing.
You know what? But it's memorable.
Yeah, you remember it, Mr. Henry. You can call it juvenile, you can call it a lot of things. But you'll not never forget the day the Dooleys came to town. Yeah, the day the Dooleys came to town and laid one down. God damn.
Yeah. Where's General Shaw?
Where do you think? I'm out in the hallway. You think I'm going to sit in the middle of that? Ah, man.
Look at you laughing.
You know, no, it's just that this is the second time. Hey, bud, you did it the first time.
I know, and it was a mistake. And I regret it deeply. I didn't do it on purpose. I didn't do it to mess it up.
I got to tell you, Bobby.
You got to tell Bobby what? You got to tell me, hey, Bobby, sorry that we mentioned your name so that we could promote the show yesterday. Oh, and I'm sorry we didn't bring you on. We brought on Chris Norton, and we give you some lame excuse about how it was a scheduling conflict. And, oh, yeah, I forgot. All of this very dismissive behavior on your part, Mr. Henry, makes me feel like I belong in the middle of what I just let loose with.
Yeah, makes us feel like we belong living in the middle of that gas.
Makes you feel like you... You heard me. I don't stutter.
All right, I guess you made your point. This is your protest? This is your protest.
Yes, it is. Now, we have a relaxation tape we're going to release. We don't need you to do it. And we'll release that relaxation tape on the Bobby Dooley Twitter feed, twitter.com/Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. We'll release that in the forthcoming week.
Yeah, we don't need you, Mr. Henry. All right, I mean, look, if you guys feel that strongly...
We do.
Obviously, we felt that strongly. I came on here, and I ripped one.
Yeah, all right. came on and ripped one.
Yeah, I gotta give you that much, Ms. Dooley. You came on and ripped it.
All right, knock it off. I think it was, I want to be heard on this. Oh, here we go. That's right. I think it was juvenile. I think it was destructive. And I think it made you look ridiculous in front of your homeowners that you represent as the Homeowners Association president. You know something? Those people trust me. They know that I lay it down. And when I lay one down...
Yeah, you laid it down all right.
They know that I lay down the law. And when I lay down the law and the truth, when I say I'm going to act, I act. And when I say I'm going to move, I'm going to move. And when I say move, you move.
Yeah, Broderick Crawford, Highway Patrol.
Yeah, I say move, you move.
Broderick Crawford, Highway Patrol.
That's right.
Bobby's dad was an extra on it.
My father worked as an extra on Highway Patrol. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
All right. What can I tell you? I apologize. But you know what? You ripping that in the middle of my studio, it still isn't aired out.
Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Where are you guys going?
We're leaving.
We're leaving, Mr. Henry. We made our statement.
Jeez. Laugh it up, Phil.
You're really pissed off, aren't you?
Yes. What wouldn't you be? Bobby, my God, it was a mistake. It was a mistake made that should not have been made, especially after I made the announcement we were going to do a relaxation
tape. Come on, Bobby. I'm leaving. You know, when she goes butch, like a lot of you, the women on this show, it sounds like demonic possession. Thoughts?
What do you mean, thoughts? You want me to have thoughts on that asinine demonstration? I might agree with her. In fact, I do agree with her that you and Bud fumbled this thing like a couple of stumble-bum fumbling... But I'll tell you this, that was no excuse for her to sit there in the middle of a relaxation tape, and I was actually getting into it. I was feeling myself being calmed. I felt myself being soothed. I was at peace. And little did I know, as my eyes were closed, she was lifting a cheek off the seat of that...
Yeah, lifting a cheek off the seat of the chair. Did anybody notice?
I thought I saw her lift... I thought I saw the left side of her body kind of go up a little bit, and I saw her kind of wink at Steve, but...
You didn't see, Jack.
I thought I did.
Well, I didn't see anything. All right, here's what we're going to do. Chris Norton is going to be doing what?
Chris Norton is dropping his relaxation tape on TikTok. It's on the Phil Henry TikTok account.
All right, okay, I guess so. So when's that?
I don't know, sometime tomorrow.
All right, and then Bobby Dooley has a relaxation tape that she says she's going to be dropping on her Twitter feed. So maybe we can put the two together.
That's exactly what she didn't want to have happen. She wants no part of any Chris Norton. She wants to be miles away from the Chris Norton relaxation. Relaxation tape.
Well, you know what? In the end, they'll do, if they want any part of this show, they'll do what we ask them to do. The Bobby Dooley relaxation tape, which is called Go Down, Down, Way Down, Down with Bobby Dooley and her husband, Steve. Right?
I don't know, and I could care less.
And then the...
And the Chris Norton tape is Relax with Chris. The Chris Norton way.
The what?
It's Relax with Chris, the Chris Norton way.
I don't think that's it.
Well, that's...
I know it's Relax with Chris. I didn't know it was Relax with Chris, the Chris... We're going to be right back, folks. We have Tom Dovka, radio consultant, who has an issue with something that our show is involved in terms of promotion. So we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
This is Bobby Dooley. I know I don't like Phil Henry very much right now. I think he is... really kind of a backstabber and an ass for the things that he's done and the things that he did do. But that would not, it would not stop me from getting a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. Now, do I have one? No, I don't. The only reason why I don't have a backstage pass is I don't have the time to sit on my can listening to a bunch of, what are they called?
Podcasts.
I've got too much to do as the president of the Homeowners Association at Western Estates. I have three sons, a husband, a 6,000 square foot house, granite countertops.
Get a backstage pass.
I got it, Steve. Get a backstage pass, a subscription to the Phil Henry Show, and stay up on all the latest happenings. The world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome, Phil Henry Show. PhilHenryShow.com here from the El Pacifico in Southern California, where the weather has been just really bitching the last few days.
Yeah, it's been pretty nice.
The weather has been nice since it's been really cloudy.
Yeah, it gets really cloudy in this part of the Southern California coast. Gets sucked in. I mean, we have this marine layer and...
Yeah, and all the fog and the sea lines.
Hey, General, you know, sometimes I take a little time to talk about it. If I do it every year, I do it every year.
Well, it's the same thing every year. And it's June gloom.
Jesus. It ain't June gloom because it lasts from June. We still got June gloom. I mean, there's some summers here where it just...
It's not even summer, man. You drive 1 mile toward a freeway and it's sunshine.
Well, that's the thing. You drive 1 mile inland, and it's bright, blazing sunshine, and here...
Yeah, and here, and all this hot weather that everybody talks... Man, we haven't had any of that. We had, like, this summer, it was sort of warm. Got up to 80 degrees on the beach this summer. But, I mean, that was the high point of the afternoon. But so far, it's been sort of... But this time of year is kind of sweet. Anyway, I know I'm... Yeah, you're not saying anything. I know, I've stopped making sense. Tom Dovka is a programming consultant that we have had on the program. Tom is a good man. I like Tom. He's interested in consulting our show. I don't do that. We have one consultant, David G. Hall. We've known David for many years, but bringing in consultants. Anyway, here's Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Hey, you know, Phil, it's interesting hearing you explain what it is I do for a living, which is very funny. Thank you, but I think I know... what I do for a living.
No, what did I get wrong?
Well, right there, you just went, when you announced...
What did I get wrong?
You didn't get nothing wrong. I mean, I am a consultant. I have had interest in consulting on your show, yeah. And I hope someday you take my advice, because I think you're making some very big mistakes. I think that...
I'd like to know what mistakes he thinks you're making. I don't want to hear about it because I get, you know, somebody famous said once, I think it was Jim Boughton, the author of the great book Ball 4.
Oh, Jesus, here we go, a book.
Well, what's wrong with that?
You look at, Mr. Henry, when you start talking about books, your listeners' eyes glaze over.
As Jim Boughton said, the author of Ball 4, he said, if I took all the advice that I ever got from every pitching coach and I applied all of it, I never would have pitched in a World Series.
What?
You heard what I said.
Well, you know what? Who's ever heard of Jim Boughton?
A lot of people, because he wrote a very, very famous book, and he became famous at least writing the book. And he did pitch in a World Series.
Okay, well, you know.
So in other words, what Jim Boughton said, and if I'm following Phil, too much advice is too much advice.
I'm not proposing that Mr. Henry take too much advice. I'm simply saying, here's an example of what I'm talking about. You are on something called Cameo, are you not?
That's right.
Okay, when were you going to tell, you know, not that you got to tell me, but were you going to tell, who are you going to tell about that? That you do Cameo.
Who do I got to tell about it?
Wow, this guy, you know.
What is Cameo?
Cameo is a promotional vehicle. Phil, well, go ahead.
Cameo is a vehicle. It's an app where you give people recorded messages. Fans of our show, for instance, all kinds of people are on Cameo. There's Phil Henry Show fans there, and they will ask me to send out a birthday greeting, send out a get well. It's a kind of an app where if you have a favorite artist, you can ask them for a personal message.
Well, you not just ask them, it costs. How much, what do you charge?
Hey, what is this anyway, man?
I want to know where this money, when you are making this money on Cameo, okay, I got the question, I said, well, who gets a taste? Do you get you're the only guy to get a taste? Who get a taste?
Hey, Dovka, why don't you quit slurring your words?
I'm asking who gets a taste.
You mean who gets paid?
Yeah,
who gets paid?
Yeah, who gets paid?
I do. I get paid.
Oh, man.
Well, what's wrong with that, Tom? I understand that Cameo, yes. Are you saying that Phil is supposed to turn over some of that money to his agents?
I think that Mr. Henry, you know, you have people that represent you, Mr. Henry. You got Mr. Hall who works his tail off on your behalf. And here you are on the side grabbing yourself some cheese, and you don't let nobody dip their beak. You know,
hey, look, this isn't the Godfather, okay?
I'm not saying it's the Godfather.
This is dip your beak stuff.
I'm just saying, if you're making some money, and as a programming consultant, it's my job to say, you are an artist, you're making money, what do you think you're doing? You know,
and let's just back up. I'm an artist. I'm making money. What do I think I'm doing? What does that mean?
What are you saying, Dovka? Because he does what he does for a living, he's got to spread the money around?
Well, you don't look at Phil. I mean, I respect you guys that worked in the radio industry.
No, you don't. You don't have any respect for us.
Yes, I do. I do. I did, and I did do. Not that much, but I
maybe you respected the amount of money that we were able to make?
God damn. You must think I'm some kind of a whore. Let me just use the word.
What's your point here about Cameo?
I don't think I'm talking Chinese.
What I hear you saying, Tom, is that Phil is making money from listeners on Cameo, and he should be paying you a percentage.
I don't know. I didn't say me necessarily. Although, yeah, I mean, if I'm the one to point out that you're on Cameo, and you need to let somebody dip a beak, or you don't like the term dip a beak, you know, to let someone get a taste, then if I remind you to give someone a taste, then I should get a taste.
For reminding me.
Yes, for reminding you. I mean, I don't know why this has to turn into something so defensive.
Why does Mr. Henry have to give anybody any money? He gets a job. He not have an agent get that.
He not have an agent. Why do you keep this guy hard?
He's making a good point. No agent goes out and gets me Cameo jobs. These are people who contact me via the Cameo app, and they say, I'll give an example. A very, very nice man has someone very close to him who's sick, and he asked me to send that gentleman a get-well message, and I did, okay?
And you charge money for that, don't you?
You know something, Jack? These are videos, and they require a certain level of performance, if you know what I'm saying. And so it's not just like, you're responding to a fan letter. Folks are asking you to perform, and that's fine. I'm happy to do it.
And so for this performance, you charge people money.
A minute ago, you said you wanted to dip the beak or get a taste of something like that.
Well, yes, I mean... Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what is it? Everybody on this show in the last week, the voice is cracking.
I'm trying to tell you, Phil, that if you are going to be making money as a professional without the representation and the due authorization of an agent or a lawyer or something, and you're just out there going, hi, I'm Phil Henry, can you give me some money? And they go, yeah, sure. And
nobody is getting a percentage of it? You're saying that's bad? Well, what's bad about it, Dovka?
What's this Cameo? I mean, where do these people get off giving an opportunity for people?
You know, I got to tell you, Tom, this is the reason why I don't hire you.
Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead. Give me the benefit of your wisdom.
No, this is the reason why I don't hire you, because you don't make any sense, man. It isn't that you're good. It isn't that you're bad. It's that you don't make any sense. So what? So what if Cameo exists as a way for an artist to perform for an individual fan and they get paid to do it? There's a lot of people on that app, man. Have you seen them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
All kinds of people. People far more famous than me. Cats that make way more money than me. Everybody that's anybody is probably on Cameo at some level. And there's Phil Henry doing his thing. Okay? And am I cutting in an agent? Am I cutting in a lawyer? Am I cutting you in? No, I'm not. Now, I don't have any signed agreement with anybody that says I have to. I don't have any paper that says, and if you make money on Cameo, you better give me some of that money, too. It's just the fact that there's Cameo, and people were asking me, are you on Cameo? So I got on Cameo.
God damn. Boy, you were talking a mile a minute there for a minute. I didn't even know what you're trying to say.
You're trying to say that Mr. Henry should pay you, and he's not going to do it.
Oh, okay. Sorry I brought it up.
Hey, Tom, you know, when you call a show or you want to be on a show, give me something to talk with you about. Give me something substantial, not you being weeping and moaning about not getting money.
Hey, you know what? I don't live on air either. I go out and I work my ass off, morning, noon, and night. I'm out there. And I'm representing guys like you. I'm representing this radio people. Try to get the jobs in a world now where radio's going away. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
I noticed it about 10 years ago, yeah.
Oh, well, you noticed it 10 years. I'm out there, and a guy comes along. He says, hey, thanks a lot, Tom, for everything. By the way, I found a way of making money, and I don't need you. You know how that makes me feel? It makes me feel like I bent over to tie my shoe, and someone said, hey, Tom, and they kick you right square in the ass. They kick you in the way you kick someone in the ass, and it hurts. You know how they do that? Kick you in the ass, and it hurts?
No, I don't know how that's done.
Well, let me tell you something, my friend. It hurts. Like you're bending over to tie your shoe and get ready for a work day on behalf of Joey Jones, radio personality, and you bend over to tie your shoe, and Joey Jones comes up and buries a cowboy boot up your ass. That's how this entire interview feels.
All right, Tom, I apologize that it feels that way. We have to get going.
Yeah, I heard you laughing, too.
No, I wasn't laughing. He was laughing, Tom.
I know he was. I know he was. I can hear it. You know, you think you got people fooled, Phil, but you don't, okay? I bend over to tie my shoe, and Henry buries a cowboy boot up my ass every single morning.
Thanks very much, Tom Dovka, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and thank you, Dooley's. And the Dooley's will have that relaxation tape, I guess, on her Twitter feed or something coming up. I know that Chris Norton is going to have his on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter. On TikTok, whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, TikTok.
We'll talk to you guys later. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Another fun time to be had by all on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm Bud Dickman speaking. And remember, we're on Cameo.
Yeah!